remember? It's the whole damn farm. Fran rounded a steep corner and tried to push her nerves to the back of her mind. Now she was finally here, she realised no sane person would leave their comfortable life in London and move to a farm in Gloucestershire that they might not even inherit. No sane person, obviously, but maybe someone like her, whose normal life had stalled, rather, and who relished a challenge. A couple of minutes later they arrived, having bumped their way to the top, avoiding as many potholes as they could. "I'm not sure a car is the right vehicle for this track," Izzy said. Ignoring a friend, Fran got out of the car. "But look at the view!" The farmhouse was on a plateau at the top of a hill that overlooked hills and wooded valleys. Beyond them lay the Severn, a silver snake in the far distance, and beyond the river was Wales. "I think I remember this landscape," Fran went on. "We came here once when I was a little girl. I'd forgotten all about it until we were discussing the farm over Christmas and Mum reminded me. Mum said we'd all been here when Dad was alive. But I must have been tiny. After all, I was only 5 when he died. But this feels faintly familiar." "It is stunning," Izzy agreed. "Come on," said Fran. "Let's look at the house while it's still light. It'll be dark by about 4, so we'll need to turn the leggy on. I've got a torch." She paused. "January's probably not a good time to move on to a farm." Izzy laughed. "It is what it is. Let's get in." After failing to open the front door, they went round the back. "I don't think people use front doors in the country," said Fran, as they made their way round the building. "Here we are." She fitted the key into the lock and turned. Seconds later, they were in. "Wow, it is dark," said Izzy. "Hang on, I think I've found the fuse box. I'll just get my torch out. There, we have light." They were in a fairly big farmhouse kitchen. The friends looked around in silence for a few seconds, taking it all in. "An open fire," said Izzy excitedly. "How lovely to have an open fire in a kitchen." "As long as it's not all I have to cook on," agreed Fran, looking round. Although the central light was on, it wasn't very bright and created shadow-filled corners. "Oh, look," she went on, relieved. "There's a Rayburn. Probably a prototype, it's so ancient. I do hope it's not run on solid fuel." "But you're a chef. You can cook on anything," said Izzy, laughing at her friend. "I'm fine with the cooking," Fran agreed, "but I have no experience of lighting fires. Oh, phew, it seems to run on oil. And look, there's an electric cooker as well. You're in culinary clover." Izzy seemed to find Fran's dismay over the cooking arrangements highly amusing. "I'll be okay," said Fran, more to herself than Izzy. "I'm here to farm, not to cook, after all. And I really like all the freestanding cupboards and things. And the sink has a lovely view of..." She lifted the net curtain and peered through the window. "Ah, the farmyard. But it's lovely beyond that. Come on." Suddenly, she was more excited than dubious. "Let's go and explore some more." The sitting room, which was at the front of the house, was a good size, and the windowsill was covered in pot plants. Some had died, but the geraniums seemed to have survived. There was a 3-piece suite draped in crocheted blankets and a profusion of tables and whatnots covered in photographs. Fran picked a photo up. "A woman and a cow. Or maybe a bull? There's a rosette. How sweet." Izzy joined her. "They all seem to be of cows or bulls. There's nothing to tell you anything about the old lady who owned them." "Except that she was really into cows," said Fran, putting down the photo she was holding. "Oh, look at the fireplace. It's tiny. You'll need something else if you're going to warm this room up. I know it's tiny, but look at the beam above it. I bet there's a wonderful original fireplace behind this little coal-burning thing. I long to take a sledgehammer to it." "I'd wait until you're sure you're staying put. But I understand what you mean," said Izzy, looking around her. "It's not exactly shabby chic, but I do like it. This room could actually have been 2 or maybe even 3 rooms.